Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36, the Bible says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Jesus not only lived our righteousness for us while he was here on earth, but he also showed us how to live. Because we are all sinners, none of us can do it as well as he did. But he showed us the life God wanted us to live. I would love for all of God's people to enjoy the vast greatness of God's blessing. It's not a sacrifice to live the Christian life. It is the greatest life possible here on earth. I realize everybody is a sinner. I realize that no two of us are exactly the same. God does not want us to be robots, but God did give us principles by which we are to live no matter what our personality is. Right and wrong does not change based on our personality. You see, cults and religions and governments often corrupt because they want robots or sameness. Christianity is not that way. God made me as I am, but he did not make me to sin. So the parts of me and my personality affected by sin, I am supposed to change. God did not make me to sin. He made me to fellowship with him and use my personality for him here on earth. I'm not to sin more by saying that's how God made me and I'm not changing. God does want me to change the sinful parts of my personality. I will almost always fix my disposition with people if I've wronged them. There are times I need to be rough. But I will not change my position for anybody. There is nothing in the Bible that says I can't fix the wrong, harsh, sinful parts of my personality. Matter of fact, God makes it clear I should fix those things. We live in a world and a society that makes a god of knowledge. We have more information available to us in our pocket by a cell phone than what used to be in a library and what took the first rocket to the moon. We think because we have Google and Siri or Alexa that we're pretty impressive and pretty powerful. God wants to do more than just wants us to do more than just know truth. God does not say that knowing the truth makes you free. God says doing the truth is what makes you free. Your knowledge isn't the issue. It is the use of knowledge that is the issue. Knowledge is only valuable if you do something with it. God does not want you to be a storage unit. He wants you to use what you have. Let me give you several thoughts today. Too many people think that knowledge is strength. Knowledge is only strength when it is knowledge that is used. There are a lot of professional students who have a lot of degrees, but they do very little with what they know. I'm not real impressed with a lot of our education of today. People want to say, well, I know all these things, but they don't do anything with what they do know, so what good is it? If all you do is gather and store, what good is it? You can gather all of the good seed that you want in the barn, but unless you plant it, it's worthless. Haggai 2:19 says that there's too much seed in the barn. You know, churches are not supposed to be a college lecture hall to fill a notebook with personal knowledge. Church is to be more of a vocational school where you use a greasy wrench and learn to do things with the truth that you get. It's practical application. Church is supposed to be a tent revival to get you off the pew to go out and do something until the next church service. It's not for you to walk around saying, well, I know this much Bible. Number two, God says knowing, then acting on that knowledge is what makes you free to learn more. That's what John 8:32 says. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You see, as you use what you know, it makes room for more learning. That's what Psalm 111, verse number 10 says. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Is it not the book of James that says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves? You see, the doing of the truth frees you up to do more truth. I liken it unto the gas tank in your vehicle. When you go buy a brand new vehicle, they'll fill it with gas, but once it runs out of gas, you don't throw it away and go buy a new vehicle. You got to fill the tank. Now, if you buy a car, put it in your garage, and it's got a full tank of gas and you never drive it, what good was it? So, well, it's got a full tank of gas, yes, but you got to run the gas out to make the car work. The doing of the truth frees you up. In John 8:31, it's continued. They continued. That's action. Why would God give you more truth if all you do is throw it in a storage unit? God gives us truth to be used, not to be stored to make us fat. It's kind of like the parable of the man with the talents who did nothing with it. God called him worthless. Number three, knowledge and action go together. You see, knowledge without action becomes corrupt. That's what 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 1 says, that knowledge puffeth up. It's kind of like a roadkill in the middle of the summer that starts bloating from all of the defilement and the gases inside that dead body. God said knowledge without use is kind of like roadkill. This is what has happened to public education in America. Acts chapter 1, verse number 1 says that Jesus began to do and teach. They were done at the same time. You can know the gospel and how to get to heaven, but until you receive it, you'll die and go to hell. Was it not Agrippa to Acts 26 that said, almost thou persuadest me to be Christian? Judas Iscariot kissed the very blood that would save him. You can take all the classes you want about baptism and know everything about it, but unless you get baptized, you're not obeying. There's so much to this truth, soul winning and witnessing. You know all the verses, you can read the verses, you can know exactly what to say, but unless you take the gospel to somebody, what good is it? Knowing the truth doesn't make you free. Doing the truth does. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.